Wisconsin currently offers someone who was wrongfully convicted $5,000 for each year they spent in prison. That's the lowest amount granted by any of the 27 states in the country that have such compensation laws. Fred Saker spent 7.5 years in prison for 2 brutal rapes he didn't commit. He says when he was released, he suffered from severe post-traumatic stress disorder.
I was afraid to go practically across the street. I was afraid to go to grocery stores, any public place. I was even suicidal for a time. And when I did go apply for work, it was hard to explain that you're missing 7 years out of your life. So the few interviews that I went to didn't go very well.
Saker was freed in 1997 and can't benefit from the bill he testified in support of. It would grant people who were exonerated beginning in 2006 $50,000 for each year of wrongful imprisonment, plus eligibility for state health insurance and housing and employment assistance from the Department of Corrections. Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says under current law, that's help exonerees can't get.
The sad truth is that in Wisconsin today, a guilty person released from prison on parole or extended supervision gets more support from the state does an actually innocent person wrongly convicted freed from prison upon discovery of their innocence.
The bill to change that situation probably won't make it to the floor of the legislature before this session ends, but supporters predict it will win approval next year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.